Let's catch up with Gus in Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglin and get a Western UP ice fishing report. Specifically, I'm looking for info on Lake Gogebic. I appreciate some of your time today, Gus.
Sure, no problem.
So I got some folks that headed your way and said things got really tough this past weekend with the weather, but I thought I'd give a call and check because it sounds like a lot of folks are interested in heading your way this coming weekend now again. So first of all, I want to give due diligence for you given your time. Where is your shop located so folks can stop and get their bait with you?
Well, I'm on the north end of Lake Ogebic on M28 right next to Timberline Sports. I got a Maple Ridge Lodging and the bait shop here, so it's easy to see. There's a big perch on my sign out front there, kind of a half log sided building, and we're open at 6 o'clock Eastern time every morning, so we're ready to fill the needs of the fishermen.
So let's talk a little bit about the ice, first of all. Any changes since last time we talked early last week? Any slush? Any more snow?
Actually, the ice got good. We had some cold weather. The wind kind of tightened it up, and it's hard out there right now. I'd still kind of respect it as far as putting heavy equipment out there. I'd still run snowmobiles. There's reports up to 12 inches of ice now, but that varies throughout the lake.
Yeah. What about running side-by-sides with tracks? Would you do that?
I wouldn't quite do it yet. I mean, some people are, but I sure wouldn't want to advocate that yet.
Okay.
I'm kind of reluctant on that.
Well, I appreciate your honesty there and putting safety first, of course. Let's talk a little bit about slush on the lake, though, because that can be a monster, and it sounds like that got better. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it tightened right up. There's no slush issues right now, but, you know, there's layers, and there's a lot of slush ice, they call it, and it's not really good solid ice. So the warm days will loosen that up quick. But I don't see any warm temperatures coming to really bother that too much. So it's good to go right now. The conditions are good right now.
Let's start, first of all, with some talk about walleye, and then we'll save the teeter pigs for the second half of this chat because that's, I think, what most people are headed that way. However, I got to tell you, before this past weekend, I got some pretty good walleye reports from Lake Gogebic. I wouldn't say a lot, but that's not really known as a walleye lake.
Well, it was until they lowered the size limit. We kind of lost a few walleyes out of here, but the walleyes we're catching now are nice ones. There is guys catching decent walleyes and a few pike right now, and actually crappies are kind of an unsung hero right now. There's guys catching crappies out there.
No kidding.
Suspended. Yep, they're suspended out over the flats, and there's guys catching nice fish, you know, nice crappies.
Well, I definitely want to find out more about the crappie, but let's go back to the walleye just for a moment. What are they getting most of their walleye on? I mean, is this a tip-up sucker bite?
Yeah,
or are we talking jigging wraps and shiver minnows?
Well, you can do all that. The sucker minnows work good, shiners, fatheads. There's even guys that use jigging rapalas and shiver minnows with waxies even, stuff. And you can catch walleyes just about anywhere you fish on the lake. It's just you got to just present it, you know, the bait for them, and they're out there, that's for sure.
Well, I'd like to get more into the perch in our second outdoor report. And then also, I want to get into these crappie that you're talking about, too. So
sure.
Can we get a little more time from you?
Sure. Yes, sir.
We'll get back with Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglin and continue this Lake Gogebic ice fishing report. So stay tuned right here for the Outdoor Show.